Look at the program. It's not on the schedule.
We're going to break tradition. We have the idea that an intercessor and the man that stands in the gap is your D.L. Moody, is your Spurgeon. He's these great men, and maybe some of you see some of these missionaries and our pastors here as these men that stand in the gap. But if I remind you, can I remind you of the parable to Lord Jesus about the Pharisee and the publican? There were some surprised people as they heard the Lord explain that that publican, that man over there in the corner, not even worthy to lift his eyes to the Lord, went to his house and justified. I think, and I thought this ever since I was a little boy, we're going to be real surprised who the man in the gap really was. We got our ideas, and you know what? Now that I've been preaching a little bit, it's pretty easy to put on a show Sunday morning. It's a day-to-day life. That's where it counts. What is a day-to-day life? And there's a man here tonight that I think we should pay a tribute to. Papa, would you come up here? I've known this man for 22 years, and I don't know a more spiritual man in my life. I don't know if you've ever preached a sermon. I've never heard you, never heard of it. But who hasn't passed by his house and come out blessed? Amen. I admit there's been a time or two in the hospital when they had you sedated that you were a little ugly. Eh? Well, I've heard the stories about you fighting everybody. But we have to be sedated to be nice. Don't we? He spent a lot of years cutting glass. And he's known at the school where he worked as the happy man, as the man that brought joy. They like to see him coming. You can interrupt our class anytime, Mr. West. Didn't they say that?
He interrupted mine.
I thought about getting him a bronze-plated glass cutter and give it to him on a plaque, but you can't take that to heaven with you, brother. Stay here with us, and I'd probably break it. And I thought about maybe including him in our inner circle of spirituality here at Oak Knoll. We did this a few years ago. Remember? We did this a few years ago. Were you here when we gave this to your son, Joe? Well, it was a little bigger. He was preaching that night. This is inside joke that we don't know, but this is the symbol of inner, of the spirituality. I'm not... See, I got mine. But you can't take these either. And in eternity, what's the big deal about being the inner circle of Oak Knoll when we're standing before the Lord? And if you took them, Brother Jeff couldn't drive his truck home. I better not give them to him.
Better not give them.
But you know that the tribute this man has, and I'm afraid most of us may not be able to say, how many sons do you have?
Three.
Where are those sons at tonight?
Different places. Joe's somewhere out in the Philippines preaching.
Preaching the gospel around the world.
And Dale has spent so much time in Mexico as a missionary. And I think he still does a lot of preaching and witnessing. Norm, of course, is going to Turkey, as you all know, a lot of ways as a missionary. I want to tell you that God has been so good to me. God knows me like you people don't know me. And yet he continues to give good things. Believe me, it's a surprise to me the way God continues to bless me, knowing me like he knows me. Thank you.
How many others? You don't know the whole story. You got some grandchildren.
Yes.
You got
yes, one of them. Right here.
Praise the Lord. I'm the smart one. I chose to be in this family. Really. I saw my in-laws. A product of your standing in the gap and praying for your son and your daughters. You have three daughter-in-laws that have an example. They're an example of a godly wife.
Excellent daughters-in-law. Three of them.
And your grandson, have a grandson named, Larry. He's a preacher.
Yes.
Pastor, Town East Baptist Church.
Right.
Joey, down in Mexico, preaching the gospel with his wife and children. You have a daughter, Susan. Took me to Mexico. You have many others that are doing God's service, doing the will of God, even though they haven't been called to the mission field, but they're Christian men and women being to contribute to the society to showing that God has a salvation for
for lost men. You have a great grandson that's a gospel preacher in Mexico.
Michael.
What other tribute is there than a man that has led his family in the Word of God? Stood in the gap on his knees. I won't go into his personal life and his personal relationship, but I've been there. He's up in the morning and he's dealing with God. You want to know a man that stands in the gap? Be careful who you choose. Look at his lineage. I love you, Papa.
Amen. Give God the glory for my family. Amen. I give God the glory for the family he's given me. He has blessed my family tremendously. And it's just because of the grace of God that he did it. Not on the calumet.
Would you do me a favor? Could you and Mama Kay sing Amazing Grace?
Oh, God. This is going to ruin the whole thing. Come on, Mary Kay.
Just give us one verse. Maybe you'd like to say something.
Well, I was just inducted into the West family about 4.5 years ago. And I had one son, 5 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. And so now I have a bunch. I don't know how many. I think he says something like 50 great-grands kids and 3 great-great-grandkids. And we have 3 sons and 17 grandchildren and all these great-great-grandchildren. And they're all great. It's wonderful. And I really thank the Lord for bringing this family and bringing him to the miracle he is.
A sound that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see.
Thank you.